And good evening. Welcome back once again to the prepared portion of tonight's One Step Beyond broadcast. Reading now from the very same publication that we left off with, namely the Church of Scientology publication Freedom Magazine. And I want to emphasize once again, I do not endorse in any way the Church of Scientology, but they have done some good and reliable political research in the past. So I think some of the things they have developed here are worth following up on. From Freedom Magazine's issue of January through February of 1989, in the international news section, there's an article headlined Interpol and Drug Terrorism, subheaded Who's Watching the Watchers? Interesting piece of information here on Shirachi AG, a currency and drug trafficking operation which links not only to the CIA, but specifically to that group of veteran U.S. intelligencers which the Christic Institute has referred to as the Secret Team. Reading down, skipping down in the article, according to a confidential January of 1988 Interpol report exposed in the Swiss media this January, that's a Central Police Bureau report of Switzerland given to Interpol. Beginning again, according to a confidential January 1988 Bureau report exposed in the Swiss media this January, a number of Swiss companies were involved in laundering large amounts of illicit funds used to purchase arms and drugs. Astoundingly, the Central Police Bureau, which falls under the Swiss Ministry of Justice, had been aware of these activities for several years but took no action, according to media reports. The January 1988 report showed that Shikarchi Trading Company, a Lebanese precious metals firm, served as a front for the massive money laundering activities, reportedly including Iran-Contragate principals Richard Secord, Albert Hakim, and Willard Zucker, last name Z-U-K-E-R. Interesting that the Shikarchi, I always gonna make, should I say Shikarchi, or should I mess that name up a lot, and I probably will in the future, but the Shikarchi, Shikarchi Trading Company, as we looked at in an addendum to Radio Free America 34, the last of the Iran-Contra Radio Free America shows, Shikarchi AG was involved with not only gold and currency trading, but also drug trafficking, the CIA. Richard Secord's name had come up before. We hadn't heard the names Albert Hakim and Willard Zucker. But most significantly, this organization, Shikarchi AG, ties up the secret team directly with the Pizza Connection case, a massive drug smuggling case involving two major brokerage houses, which were the laundering vehicles, Merrill Lynch and E.F. Hutton, headed up at least for part of that time, respectively, by former White House Chief of Staff Donald Regan and George Bush brother-in-law Scott Pierce. In the Pizza Connection case also intersects directly with the shooting of the Pope, because one of the major figures both in the Pizza Connection case and in the Shikarchi AG, and Shikarchi AG could in a sense be thought of as Pizza Connection 5, the Shikarchi AG hooks up directly with the shooting of Pope John Paul II. One of the key figures in the Pizza Connection case and the Shikarchi AG is a guy named Avni Yasser Musululu, also known as Aral Çelik, one of the Turkish neo-Nazis who, according to Mehmet Ali Aja, helped him in the plot against the Pope. Now recall, information that has been developed in past weeks has pointed very strongly towards the secret team in the U.S. National Security Establishment as the authors of the attempt on the Pope's life. The Stibom Arms for Drugs ring, whose paymaster, from which the paymaster for the Pope plot came, Bekir Çelenk, was inextricably linked not only with the U.S. National Security Establishment and the P2 Lodge, but also with elements of the secret team. A fellow named Eugene Bartholomaeus, one of Ed Wilson's cohorts, was a key fellow involved in that. Also, Frank Turpel boasted publicly of having helped train the Grey Wolves. Theodore Shackley went to work with Giuseppe Santovito, the Italian fascist intelligence chief and P2 member, who figured prominently in the background of the Pope shooting. Shackley went to work with Santovito in February of 1981, at a time when the Vatican and the Kremlin were achieving a diplomatic rapprochement. Ruzi Nazar, a fellow who was very close to the National Action Party and a former CIA station chief Paul Henze, the first person to break the so-called Bulgarian thesis, now thoroughly discredited, Ruzi Nazar was the representative of the anti-Bolshevik Bloc of Nations at the WACL conference in Dallas, Texas in September of 1985. Nazar, a former SS man, a former U.S. intelligence agent, and a key member of the WACL, he was very, very close to Alparslan Türkeş and aware of Grey Wolf activities at the time of the Pope shooting. Recall also that Western intelligence figures in a big way in other aspects of the Pope shooting as well. again, the intersection between the Shikarchi Trading Company situation, the Pizza Connection cases, and it now appears that the working hypothesis that I've been developing over the months it was an accurate one, namely the fact that the Pizza Connection cases are really all part of the same thing. Pizza Connections 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 5, Shikarchi AG representing number 5, are really now apparently all different manifestations of the same situation as we've been positing all along here. So again, fascinating here if Richard Secord and Albert Hakim and Willard Zucker are all involved in the Shikarchi AG situation. And it's worth bearing in mind, too, that Aral Chalik was described as the European distributor for the Kunsaw heroin. A number of sources have linked Theodore Shackley to Kunsaw's heroin operation. So food for thought and grounds for further research. If this information checks out, and it should be relatively easy to verify, the significance of the Shikarchi AG case simply could not be exaggerated. Now, again, it was when George Bush was head of the CIA that the Turple Wilson operation to arm and train Gaddafi's terrorist cadre got underway. It's worth bearing in mind, too, that a number of symbols of Middle Eastern terrorism were on Purdy's person at the time of his rampage at the Cleveland Elementary School.